welcome. Should be another DoNotGod.com video presentation. Hell with intros and whatnot. So just some more Puro stuff. And Christopher Seven. And, you know, I haven't watched his follow-up videos except to hear a little piece of one and started doing this thing like, you know, it doesn't matter how much people suffer because it's going to be over and they're going to be dead and therefore it didn't matter kind of rhetoric that, you know, I find appalling. You know, just, it's a defensive torture in a sense. You know, oh, well, it's going to stop sometime eventually, so it doesn't matter how long they're tortured because it's not going to stop being tortured eventually. Therefore, it didn't happen. Kind of a statement that's just, nope, I have no use for that. Anyway, so it's not going good places. But anyway, let's finish this anyway. Well, we'll get through more of it anyway.
I want to say another thing. I guess I probably had the I'm fine, the world sucks attitude as a kid or at some points.
I thought we did
this. And maybe that's an attitude that can help you survive. But I always thought, you know, it's the world of mankind. We fucked it up. If you go running up and down...
Okay, so yeah, that's a key one, right? So he's a civilization blamer. And so he says, we did civilization badly, and therefore that's why the problems existed. When, obviously, that only made bad things worse. The plague still would have happened. A lot of things would have happened. Okay, you wouldn't have stopped those things from happening if human beings had more civilization, better civilization. And you certainly wouldn't fix any of the stuff that's going on in nature right now. So, again, you know, I don't think the argument should be any more complicated than recognizing that it's in the natural system where the problem exists. And, you know, if you have to explain that to people, that's pretty depressing, frankly. You know, that they can't realize that we're just a little tiny piece of what nature's created and that all the other pieces are functioning essentially just like us, except they can't do this sit around and talk about it thing. But that's the only difference. They don't, you know, they don't scream their horror and terror in a language you can understand, but you can understand it exists. And that's the part that's just, you know, when reasonably literate people can't figure that out, you know, shit. You know, that's pretty bad.
On the river, which I did a lot as a child, I guess, so that really helped me. It's fucking Eden. It's like fucking Eden, 24 hours a day if you want to stay during nights, Eden at night. It's fucking awesome.
So I don't even know what that meant. But anyway, I guess it's too. I don't know what that means. You know, that somehow everybody just needs to walk by the river pill, and life is great. When, no, you walk by the river and you see all the decomposing crud and, you know, you can recognize that everything you're stepping on was alive and now it's dead and rotting. You know, it's not exactly encouraging, but you're just painting it. You're just saying you can make the blood spatter, you know, somebody can literally blow their brains out onto a canvas and it can make a picture and you can say, what a pretty picture. Or you can understand what a, you know, sad that the guy had to do that he was driven enough to commit that act. You know, you can either appreciate for what took place or you can sit there and pretend and silver lining and all that mush. And that's all this is mush. This is the same baby talk you get from the conventionalist, the fable storytellers. Happily ever after, and they lived happily ever after. It's just a fable.
Sometimes there's rattlesnakes. That's one of the most exciting things. If you get bit by one.
Oh, it's so exciting. So being terrorized by predators, you know, animals that may give you Lyme disease or do something else to you, that's the fun of it. That's part of the excitement. Yeah. Okay, so this is another place where, you know, we just don't do life the same way. I find mosquitoes an insane nuisance. You know, who wants to be getting some frickin' crazy, stupid, idiotic swamp disease, you know, because they went outside to get their mail? I mean, it's bullshit. Who wants to live that way except a lunatic?
And die, that would suck, but I mean...
Oh, it would suck. It would just suck. Yeah, wouldn't mean anything. It, you know, wouldn't be like you evaluate how many times that happens and say, well, that's a little too much suck. How much suck is there allowed to be before I say it's too sucky? Well, it's obviously always really suck for the victims. So again, I haven't been killed by a serial killer yet. And, so I can say, it's bad, but, I can take it. I mean, it's all big talk when you're talking from the side where you aren't the victim. And that's all this is a bunch of, rob the victims of any kind of dignity at all and just pretend that, oh, yeah, they were all stoic and they all loved it and they all, I really love taking the bullet for the cause. I'm so grateful if I can jump on a grenade for you folks. Nah, fuck that.
Generally, those exciting moments don't ruin it.
Okay, so it says you. So if there was, like I said, if humans still lived under the threat, where every time your kid went out, he could get killed by a bear or, saber-toothed tigers and all the other stuff that might have been around, or a rattlesnake, you're okay with that. So if you lived in India and there's cobras in the garden, you'd go ahead and send the kids out. What the hell, It only happens once every year or so that one of the kids gets killed, so what? Yeah, I'm lucky.
Actuate the story and the reasons not to be la-la-la-la-la. Like, it's Eden where you fall and you never stub your toe. No, you can breathe.
I don't know. So why even bring up Eden and, silly another fairy tale? So, okay, it's Goldilocks. What is it? One with the apple. What story are you going to tell? And how it all worked out just fine.
Like, and starve to death in the woods doesn't mean it's not worth climbing up the hill.
All right, starving to death in the woods doesn't mean it's not worth climbing up the hill. So again, he keeps talking about these great adventures. And so first, I don't have any appreciation for the great adventure. I don't want to go to the crowded amusement park and eat cotton candy. It doesn't appeal to me at all. And again, you're just saying you have a right to force it on me, though. You have a right to force not only your silly ambitions and, hill climbing crapola, but you're allowed to oblige me, you're forced me to endure all the real crap that can come with that, the torture. I'm saying I don't want the ticket, and I certainly don't want to pay for it. So don't give me the ticket for free. Even for free, I don't want your ticket. But I certainly don't want to pay for it. And really don't have a right to sign me up. I mean, this isn't any better than, having kids isn't much better than leasing a car and then giving it to somebody. You pay $25 to drive it out of the showroom, and they have to pay the other $56,000. I don't want your lease. I'm not interested. And you're just saying, fuck you, I don't care whether you're interested or not. And that's your attitude. That's all you got to say to the victims is, fuck you. You're overtly saying it quite clearly. I'm not interested, in your complaints. Because I'm busy planning my next great adventure climbing the rock.
And over the rocks to see a ledge. It's idyllic.
Okay, so he's just talking about his favorite drug. So he might as well do actual videos for alcohol. And he could just explain how really cool it is. I start the day and the day gets kind of grindy. And then I have a couple of drinks and the day gets a little better. And I get a little crazier. So I start, whoa, I'm excited because the cat moved over there and it scared me. What's your story? Okay, so this is you're telling me everybody has to get turned on by whatever this is you're talking about. Now, I concede I find certain parts of nature very nice, but other parts aren't so nice. And so it's just the way it is. Sometimes it's too cold and it's too windy. It's too smelly. It's too something else.
Nature is just awesome. You go out there and it just pumps you full of, and I've seen a lot of tourists go to pretty industrialized like camp.
Why don't you just talk about going to church? I mean, you're just like somebody saying how great it is to go to mass every Sunday or something. Fuck you.
And I go there and it's like, this is really nature, but I can still enjoy it. But I'm talking about you hike 5 hours, or for that matter, driving.
This is just so silly, right? I mean, how we tranquilize ourselves or find some peace of mind, that's not the subject, is it? I mean, it's really not the subject. I mean, you should be able to figure out how to, you know, manage that on your own. And it's not really some kind of, it's not really philosophical ground. We're all subjective people. We all have certain amounts of, different amounts of passion for different things. Some people like to eat food. Some people like to take drugs. Some people like to have sex. People like to do different things to, you know, make it worth waking up the next day. You know, I just endeavor to persevere, you know. So I feel good just as, oh, I endeavor to persevere another day. And, you know, that's satisfying enough. Because it's all the other stuff I know is tainted. It's really, there's no genuine happiness. There's no, there's just these little moments, little bullshit. Maybe I'll, maybe in this conversation, I'll come up with a good little witticism. I'll make a good little punny joke. And get off on that. That's all there is. It's a little bullshit. And you're sentencing people to a brutal, horrible torture and death so you can do your little, hey, I made a little pun. I wrote a poem. Hey. Puke.
Oh, dirt road in California into the, you know, state forest, 15 miles, and hike a half a mile and just be there. It doesn't matter what's there if there's just shrubs and...
I can't believe he's wasting everybody's time, you know, talking about how he likes to have sex or something. I mean, it's just stupid. I don't need this, you know, find something to do that's fun thing. I can play video games. There's lots of things. I certainly don't have your taste in video games. I mean, stupid, whatever it is, rocket ball. Fuck. I mean, that's like, you know, can you get any closer to a game made for 8-year-olds?
Whether that's a beautiful waterfall or just a little hillside with some shrubs around it.
That's beautiful. And you can imagine some unicorns are grazing. And then you can, you know, you could even create a dragon, but he's a friendly dragon. And he poofs little bits of, little poofs of smoke. It's Puff the Magic Dragon. Yeah, it's a fun, happy dragon. Yeah. Love that song, though. It's my favorite song as a kid. Sad. Just terribly sad, though.
Fascinating. And that's more the world than us. So the shitty part of the universe, definitely if it has a blame, it's the human universe.
Oh, whatever. So, I mean, I didn't think it was this stupid. But, I mean, you know, it wouldn't matter whether Tyrannosaurus has got frickin' intelligence or we did. Oh, I gotta pause. Alright, should be back. So anyway, yeah, so this argument that somehow, you know, civilization with selfish organisms would happen any other way than the way it happened. Like somehow some organism can go from being ignorant and designed for an environment and then evolve into a civilized organism. Again, do you think Tyrannosaurus is just because they were really designed to be brutal murderers would still chase their food, you know, and rip it to pieces while it was alive? Or do you think they would figure out some way to, oh yeah, we should anesthetize the animals, and we should do that, you know, we should be, you know, civilized and humane and decent, you know, tyrannosauramane or something, whatever their rhetoric would be for saying doing it the right way. So with intelligence comes responsibility and the idea that you understand these liabilities, that you have to correct for them. Nature isn't made to be perfect, and you're not designed as perfect organisms, any of that crap. And but it's just nonsense to sit there and say it's something about humans that made it defective. We're not doing intelligence defectively. We're doing it as defectively as any other organism that would be placed in our position of power would do it. They would fuck it up too with their bigotry and their nepotism and their nationalism and all their bullshit. They would do the star belly sneech thing, to use a, you know, a fabulistic metaphor. And just a part of it is just understanding that. And eventually you understand that, what are we doing in the first place? Are we doing anything that has any merit? And the fact is we're not. And we're paying an insane price for it. All these organisms killing each other for nothing. Oh, didn't need to pause there. Need to play the video.
Right? I mean,
no. Okay, so we'll pause and wait for Puro again. Okay, so that was the conclusion of the video. And so Christopher Seven was basically saying, yes, I'm an anti-natalist. I'm saying people shouldn't have kids. I'm not saying it very aggressively. I'm just saying it as an idea, sort of, I guess. I don't know. He's pointing out that there was something about him being a parent that was good for him anyway. It worked out okay because he's feeling okay about it all right now, blah, 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 and that's what he's saying. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's not probably what I would be saying in his position, but whatever. So let's see what Pirro says to that.
Interesting. Okay, so a big part, I think, of what's going on here is that Christopher is just more enlightened than a normal person. And he sees the honesty of the situation as primary, and in fact...
So and the honesty of the situation is to say, I'm against it, but I liked it. The candy was fine, I ate it, it was good, blah, 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 not a big deal, but don't eat candy. I don't know. The message is mixed and fuddled, so I wouldn't, you know, it's just mush. Again, this is just, you know, blowing smoke up his butt, pretending that this was, you know, a really precision use of words, a really great poem he was telling. No, it's, you know, it's good, but it's bad, you know. You can't live with them and you can't live without them. Whatever.
The fact that he can have a positive attitude about his children and how that turned out.
Yeah, duh. I mean, I'm just saying, what are your alternatives? I mean, there's no point in living in regret. So you have to turn any negative into a positive, and that makes sense. Sure, but don't lie. Okay, and again, I'm not saying he's lying, but I'm just saying he's sort of conceding. Well, if he wasn't really lucky, he wouldn't be so pleased with the outcome. I mean, he's conceding, okay? Now, maybe he thinks the luck is only 50%, or maybe he thinks it's only 30% luck, you know. But without it, you'd really be out of luck, wouldn't you, in terms of what you'd be feeling? You would have a big, hard, cold, dead spot inside of you. If your kid died at 15 of cancer, yeah, you wouldn't be feeling so damn good about it. Ooh, sorry, Pirro.
At the end of the race, the fact that he can still calculate that antinatalism is the right path and we should have kids, that, if anything, that argues more strongly for antinatalism.
I'm sorry, it really doesn't. It doesn't really do the subject any good at all. You know, to be mushy about it. It's like, again, you know, it's like talking from the rapist perspective or something. What's the point of that? Everything about having kids is exploitation. There's no real sincere, honest motivation for somebody to genetically copy themselves without overtly saying, somehow I'm worth it. Yeah, the world needs another version of me. I mean, it's, you know, what the hell is that crap? I mean, how believable is that coming out of anyone's mouth? Yeek.
Like, you know, it's not just because you can't have kids. It's not just because you got a divorce and were sad or whatever. So that's an enlightened view. Most people...
Oh, okay. So again, whatever. If that's enlightened, then it's a really dark world.
Well, these days still are at the mind level where if you're going to argue don't have kids, argue it's all bad. If you're going to argue Putin should...
Whatever. You know, no, it's not that it's all bad. So again, this is just such garbage. To sit there and say because you're making the rational understanding that, yeah, it can have some little parts of it are fun. It's like you could even talk about alcoholism. You know, that alcohol on balance is a lot more harm than good. So whatever good people or whatever value they're deriving out of it in terms of liberating their inhibitions and feeling a little better about something, the amount of harm and damage done to human beings far outweighs whatever person it ever helped. It helped so few people. I mean, nicotine, for example. Yeah, maybe nicotine got a few people, you know, they could think better and they could organize their life better or some kind of bullshit. But on balance, come on. No, it just burned a hole in a lot of people and did a lot of shit that's just totally unnecessary and, you know, caused a lot of unnecessary damage. So you're just sitting here defending something that's just on its face indefensible, logically, by trying to narrow people's focus on, well, just look at the good bits. And, you know, and you have to do it with a microscope. You can't see the good bits without one. Especially the good bits of this selfish imposition of saying, I'm going to tell my kids what they're going to like. They're going to like walking in nature and climbing a rock. They'll like it or else.
Should not invade the Ukraine, argue that he's all to blame and nobody else is for what's going on. You know, it doesn't take two to tango. And just this one black and white thinking, but not always just black and white, it can be gradient, but that there, like, there's nothing on the other side of the balance.
So, again, no one, who's arguing that? Who? Who's arguing that? Nobody's arguing that. I've never said anything like, oh, even sex sucks. Everything sucks. No, I haven't said that. But what I have said is the parts that you enjoy, you don't necessarily enjoy for any good reason. I mean, and it's not even nice. I mean, even, I've stated it, I mean, even the way I love people is very unfair. Because I'm more likely to love you if you're cute and have pert breasts and stuff like that. And I'm less likely to love you if you're, you know, this, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's bullshit. It's overtly bullshit. You know, and you assholes can't fess up. That, yeah, most of the stuff you like, you don't like for any goddamn good reason at all. Most of the stuff you love, you don't love for the right reasons. And you're just pretending that all of that is, has real integrity. Those little gooey feelings you have of attachment and love are all fucking honorable, beautiful things when they're really not.
Well, look, there's just less than over here. And you especially can't go, well, look, I got a big weight that's a big balance, but it was just luck. You know, it could be a little, I just got lucky. So that's a sophisticated, awesome thing. That helped me think a little bit. So this is an interesting thing that's the center of everything here.
All right, I'll wait until I find some part where he says something meaningful again. Let's see if that happens. I didn't watch this video, so I had no idea he completely changes the subject and is talking about, you know, these animations of what they think chemistry sort of looks like or sort of doing, and the little chemical machines, you know, that are being produced by the DNA molecule for the purpose of, you know, us functioning.
Protein machine that makes ATP. Which is the little batteries. They're little like glow sticks that when all the other proteins snap them, they get a little jolt of energy, and it's what fuels all the cellular motion and therefore all the motion, period. This is a little machine that makes them, I think.
They're sugars. Yes, it makes sugar. And everything likes sugar. It's sort of the way it works.
In the mitochondrial
area. I don't, you know, this isn't, let's see if there's, I will see if there's anything else in this video to give a shit about, but, you know, Pyro's version of chemistry, he thinks paramecium's get horny and hungry. Ugh, fuck.
Whatever, let's we'll watch this.
So I guess he's going back to my video.
Maybe seahorses or something. I mean, you have to go to some, you know, where there's some parental instinct. There's none. The males play so little a role. I mean, all the smartest animals, like elephants, males play almost zero role. You know, they just go rogue. They hang out with the family, they get laid, and then they basically abandon it. Okay, and although the simians, it's, you know, there's no role of fatherly role models in, you know, orangutans or gorillas or chimpanzees. They don't play a role. I mean, any kind of substantial role. You know, beyond defending their harem, there's no.
Right. So, you know, it's a point I've made many times. You probably can't hear it because it's so fast. But anyway, you know, males just have sex. They don't family plan. It's doesn't happen in nature. Okay, so it's not a natural instinct. It's not some, we're made for it. You know, we're built to carry little babies around. And, you know, we're just, you know, it's just so natural for a man to pick up a baby and hold it and blah, blah, blah. Not even close. We don't play that sport naturally at all. It's just silly. So I'll wait till Pyro says something. Yeah, it should be a Pyro part here.
Making babies when he performs the act that will cause it to happen.
I thought
it
was just
clicking. It's not part of the agenda. It's okay that, you know, if my harem gets bigger, it doesn't bother him, but he doesn't care.
Well, you should speak for yourself, and obviously every different animal has a different kind of whether they stay together to raise the cubs, and humans have been doing that for millions of years. In fact, our babies require extra care, and you can't hunt and watch a little creature that can't even move. You know, like a monkey is like 60%.
Okay, so you can't hunt. So another big lie about what humans are. Humans are like all the other great apes. No, they don't do much of this hunting thing. The men don't go flying off to go hunt. They sit on their frickin' asses, okay? They don't do any hunting thing. They don't go anywhere and cause trouble somewhere. They take the whole tribe with them, or they don't do anything. They don't roam off. They don't go off on their own. They don't do any of that crap. They watch their harem, okay, and they guard it. So not even close to getting to the truth. All right, so for a few thousand years, we were hunters. But most of the history of humankind, we weren't hunting anything but, you know, fruit trees. Fact, okay, proven by our biology. So you just did a whole spiel on chemistry, and you're just basically denying an obvious biological fact. We can't even chew raw meat, let alone digest raw meat. It's all just such a big fat lie. Stupid. You know, that you have to argue this kind of crap, this silly context that he puts on something. So there's absolutely no evidence, okay, that in the simians there's a great deal of role playing by males with the young. It doesn't really happen. It's like with lions. You know, the male lion will lie down, have a nap, and his tail is moving, and the kid can play with his tail, and that's about the extent of the, you know, there's no Lion King bullshit, you know, where the father lion takes his little cubs out and, you know, and shows them how to hunt. No, that's the females. All of it's the females. It's just bullshit. So again, just deny this basic fact that when men are having sex, they're not thinking about making babies. It's just absolute bullshit. If you took, you know, whatever, the trillion times it's taken place on Earth, how many times were they going, oh, I can't wait for the baby? What, 1%? I mean, it would be no percent of me. But anyway, I guess for some men, there's a tiny percentage in there.
Full grown at the end of the first season or whatever. So look up the numbers, but really fat.
Oh, yeah, it's on. Okay. Look up the numbers. Look up what numbers? It's right. It's always a proven fact. Yeah, that men are really good parents, you know, in nature. You know, the males have a huge role to play. It's pathetic.
Ours are just little larvae forever. And who cares anyway?
The point was being made is there are apparently it's some onerous, horrible thing not to have children. And my argument is I should at least be able to communicate with males and say, who are you kidding? What are you talking about? Okay, if she doesn't take care of it and she doesn't sit there and do all that work, you really going to do it? Are you going to have anything to do with it? Are you really going to sit there and change diapers and put rash cream on and do all of this bullshit? No chance. Who are you fooling? If you have to nurture the thing, sit there with your bottle feeding it and all that crap and the barfing and all the other bullshit. Oh, please. You're just such a pathetic example of a man. If that's what you're living for, if that gets you off, creepy, creepy, creepy. I mean, I'd rather hang out with people who think they're raccoons.
Evolutionary history doesn't tell me how I have to live. If I find myself wanting to be Jonathan Livingston Seagull, I'm perfectly allowed.
Yeah, whatever this is, I'm perfectly allowed. The whole argument is about, no, you really shouldn't be perfectly allowed to impose on other people. And if all you're trying to do is you're doing some bizarre creationist experiment, I'm going to create life, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I say you should have to get a permit. You should have to be able to explain an environmental impact statement. You ever heard of them, Mr. Bohemian? That maybe you should be able to demonstrate that what you plan for the future is actually sensible and isn't going to cause a bunch of backlash in the form of torture, dumbass. Oh, God, I hate this jackass. But he's just representing the common earthling. Too frickin' stupid, glib, lazy-brained fucktard.
To walk around on my hands all day long. And you, just old reactionary attitudes of, no, don't do that, walk on your 2 feet.
But whatever that means, you know, old reactionary. No, it's the old traditionalist. You're the one talking out of the traditionalist Bible. you're the one preaching these little silver lining tripe, you know, defending what it can't be defended as anything honest. There's no honesty in this behavior. There's no honesty in these people living their life vicariously through their children. It's disgusting exploitation.
It's unnatural. Who cares what you think?
Who cares what you think? Well, that's really great for philosophical exchange, that statement. So, yeah, great. Who cares what you think? I only care what you think because you're a representative of a clump of humanity that's, you know, read a little too much Nietzsche, you know, too stupid. So he's talking over it again. So what is the point of playing the video if you're going to talk over it? Because then you can't hear either one of you, you idiot.
And yes, you bring back this squirmy little creepy thing, but I don't have anything to do with it. So I'm just, it isn't the most natural thing for a man. I'm just going to argue that that's just not true.
And that doesn't matter.
Of course it matters, because half the population is male, and half the people making the decision or letting the event happen are men. And it makes perfectly good sense for me to make an argument to men. If I think they're doing something that they're going to regret, it's going to be stupid, and the side effect is torture, and I can say a few words to just encourage them to, why don't you think for 30 seconds and figure out that what's your advantage here? How do you win? I'm clamping the ball and chain to your leg, okay? I mean, you're going to pay for it forever, whether you like it or not, whether you even like her anymore or not. All kinds of liabilities you're creating for yourself, and you're not sacrificing much. I mean, what are you sacrificing? Oh, I don't have a picture of my kid in my wallet. I would forget to take a picture of me. You know, most people have forgotten to even take a picture of their kids. They can't even pull the picture out of their wallet or off their phone. You know, so they didn't bother. They really weren't that interested. The kid was kind of turning into a jerk anyway, and they just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, there's nothing.
You might as well say that's not that common. Okay, welcome to, I guess that's the statistics, who cares?
Okay, welcome to that's just the statistics, who cares? Okay, there's no way to argue with that rationally, is there? Is there a rational counterpoint to the fuck you, I don't want to talk about it? Okay, don't talk about it then. Amazing.
A kid has zero utility. It doesn't, having kids will not get you wet.
Having kids won't get you laid. I think that's a perfectly good argument to make to men, for them to understand, yeah, this. How do I win? What's my win in this equation? Huge liabilities. I mean, monstrous. I mean, if the kid is born retarded or something, I mean, I'm really going to be fucked. You know, because I got to hire people to watch it all the time. You know, oh, forget it. No hookers for me.
Having kids will not get you laid. Christopher was pointing out that what it will get you is true love.
Okay, so is that really the definition of true love? I birthed them to love me. That's true love. So the very argument, this whole nepotistic thing, like my parents are better than your parents because I love mine and I don't love yours. Yeah, I grew up with mine. I didn't grow up with yours. I mean, it's just so ignorant and dim-witted and silly and immature as a philosophical idea for you not to understand that, well, that kind of love isn't earned. It's not like, that's like saying my dog loves me. Oh, did you really have to work hard at that, didn't you? You had to put that food dish down twice a day, huh? Maybe even just once a day and it's going to love you. How much work did you have to do? How much of that love did you earn? Oh, that's right. This much. He's got his little hand on his heart. I can make creatures love me. And then, like my father, I'll stab him in the neck. Fuck.
And appreciation, possibly. Not guaranteed.
Well, yeah, not guaranteed. And torture is part of the equation. I've opened the door wide. I'm saying, let's make torture real. Okay, let's make a deal. So if they had the let's make a deal show and the clunker wasn't that you got a billy goat. No, somebody came up to you and sawed one of your nuts off. I mean, what the hell? You're opening a door to complete catastrophic mayhem. You know, this isn't just some trivial little, oh, I might lose $5. Oh, you people are just so pathetic.
And that will last, barring certain odds, you know, the rest of his life.
Yeah, and, you know, if he was like my parents, he could have the wonderful vision of watching your daughter waste away over a 4-year period, and going to all kinds of clinics and all kinds of surgeries and all kinds of experiments and all kinds of bullshit, and you just watch her whittle away into a tiny little fragment, a ghost of what she originally was, and she finally gives up at the end, just says, fuck it, I'm dead. And you know what I mean? I mean, was a Christian and completely just said, fuck it, I'm done. I can't, you know, I have been forsaken. So even everything she had to hold on to was taken away from her. Just a complete dismal beating and raping of her identity. Just raped right in front of, over a 4-year period. And you want to fucking impose that on somebody else to live through again and again and again and again and again, because you're sadistic ghouls. You're goddamn vampires. You're just sucking the fucking, you're sucking the torture blood out of the earth and feeding on it like the worst kind of disgusting parasite. Ugh. You're fucking assassin bugs.
And you're saying that you can't get laid. But he's, you know, he's not saying it's a good reason to have children. But I'm going to point out the reason you don't like that argument brought up, or that those facts brought up, is because it's the other way around. You...
What facts? Yeah, what fact am I missing again? What fact did he bring up? I have my kids hug me and go, I love you. I can only honestly express to you that would mean absolutely nothing to me.
Evolution has made...
I mean, it's like a dog licking your face. I mean, I'm going to be impressed because the dog likes me. Oh, he really likes me. Oh, yeah, I'll be like, whatever, Goldie Hawn or whoever the fuck it was, Sally Field at the Oscars. You know, you like me. Oh, I'm so happy there. Everything's fixed. If they don't like you, you're got to be a complete asshole, because they're smelling your farts. They're part of your life. They're hanging out with you all the time. I mean, if they don't like you, if you can't make them like you, you got to really fucking suck.
Getting laid, super pleasurable, so obviously pleasurable that even someone of your nature could notice it. But it's really there to trick you into having kids.
So you're admitting the truth. It's really there for some other purpose, and that the sex is all, you know, that nature needs to fool you. It doesn't need to go any, it doesn't have to do anything philosophical. It doesn't have to give you an idea. It doesn't have to give you anything else. It just makes you go to the candy store and it infects you with the virus, so to speak, or whatever. Boom, she's pregnant. You know, so you're just proving my point. It's all just a trick. If the trick didn't have to happen and something else had to happen, if the man had to get pregnant to get the woman pregnant, you know, how many babies do you think there'd be on planet Earth right now? I mean, if men had to really do any sacrifice, anything real to create the problem, I'm sure, look, they pay an awful lot after they make the mistake, after they fuck it, okay? But beforehand, they don't. If they had to pay the price for that hooker ahead of time, you know, that $10,000 hooker, or that $100,000 hooker, or that $4 million hooker, if they had to actually pay for it ahead of time, I'm saying they wouldn't buy any.
For the reason Christopher found. So he had it, sex, for the reason you said, I think this is what he said, you know, and all the regular young reasons, and maybe not thinking about it, or thinking yay, or whatever, hormonal ecstasy, not, you know, whatever. Not really.
No, he went a step further. He actually, I don't think he's saying his kids were accidents. So he obviously thought about the idea if she gets pregnant, it's okay with him. You know, like there was some idea of having kids was the natural right thing to do. And I guess all I'm saying is that's just cliche crapola. As far as I'm concerned, that's just, you know, mimicking what everybody else is doing kind of excuse. You know, I don't know if he really had a plan besides just being like, you know, being a legitimate couple somehow, being a legitimate, you know, man. You're supposed to do this, have kids, things. My father did it, so, you know, and his father did it, and his father did it, so I guess I am obliged to do it. That kind of, I say, small-minded thinking. Not, you know, nothing, what's the word he used? Enlightened about it?
Thinking about it, or wanting to get laid, and you end up with the kid, and then if you're lucky, you have this situation of love and lifelong love.
You have love and lifelong love and forever and happily ever after and la 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 la. So it's just more just baby talk, more fabologies about how it all is so wonderful and it's just perfect. No, do 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 do. Just such a pile of shit. Again, I did get my parents to concede. Okay, they didn't think about it, and it, you know, if they would have just started thinking about, you know, what the implications are, that, you know, trying to draw the picture into the future. There's good reason not to step in it. Damn good reason. Even for their own satisfaction, even for their own destiny. They're, you know, my parents were people who liked to travel, liked to do, you know, and all of that stuff got, you know, compromised to manage the family life.
Right. So, you having kids would help you get laid. You've got it backwards.
Exactly the opposite happens. Having kids gets you unlaid.
It gets you the reason.
Yeah, it gets you unlaid. This is, oh, come on, let's wait. We shouldn't even have to have this argument. I mean, there's so many arguments about how you want to ruin your romantic love affair with somebody. Yeah, get her pregnant. Romeo and Juliet wouldn't be quite the same story, right? If, you know, 3 months later, Juliet's pregnant. You know, she gains 40 pounds. You know, it's not a pretty story. So quit pretending it's a pretty story. It all just works out so much, so nice and fluffy. No, it doesn't.
The DNA gives you that obvious pleasure that even a brute can recognize.
No, whatever. The DNA gives you an obvious pleasure even the brute can recognize. What is that? What is that talk? What is that? Not even close. My DNA is revolting and saying, fuck you. I never said that.
It's because it wants more kids. And if you play the game right and do be a child, a man interested in your children, then you can end up with the relationship that Christopher fortunately
had. Oh, whatever. But we know the Genghis Khan is the way it works. We know that it's the alpha males and, you know, dumping, you know, getting a bunch of them pregnant and never even accounting for any of them as being their kids. The illegitimacy is all over the place. So don't, you know, this is just bullshit.
So, no, I don't buy the argument that it's the most natural thing, having kids.
Okay. Pause. All right, all I said was having sex is natural. Having kids is not natural. And it's not. But we're not made for it. We're made to, you know, control our harem.
Like such an adolescent idea, because he's gonna go, of course I know that the DNA makes you have sex by making you feel really good so that you can trick you into having kids.
I don't, you know, what is that? I mean, I'm just saying it's a gigantic, it's a truth. You know, it's not just a kernel, it's a gigantic piece of the truth about what we are and what we're really after, and that all this other crap, this crap you're talking about of how we need to go to Alpha Centauri or something, is just some kind of silly story you're telling me. It has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with me getting from here to tomorrow or next week or next month or 5 years from now. This desire to get to Alpha Centauri someday. I have to send people there so they can see it for me or something. It's just bullshit. This is all just bullshit. Yuck. It's just like saying I was made to whatever, be a curler, you know, in the Olympics. You know, no, I don't think so. I don't think anybody's made to be one of those people.
So the DNA fooled you with the short-term gambit of sex, and you wised up and didn't have kids. But it's definitely a trick to get people to have kids. for the
game. Well, I'm just saying, no, it isn't anymore. So obviously we all on to the trick, okay? I mean, for hundreds of years, we've sort of been on to the trick. So we don't have to get tricked no more. So the subject really isn't about being tricked. It's about falling into old habits that have no merit. And, you know, stepping into traditionalist mush, like I have to do it for my granddad or something, or, you know, that's it, this role playing. You're the one stuck in this myopic role playing of pretending we're made to be something we're not. We're not made for wearing three-piece suits and, you know, all this bullshit. So don't pretend it's in our genetic code or something. If we don't do it, we'll be so disappointed and sad. Oh, I haven't worn a three-piece suit in 43 years. Oh, I'm so upset. No, I'm really not.
Think about it.
If the byproduct was, if all the women were sterile, the male's behavior would change any. Yeah, that's the truth. All right, so now I'll play the rest of the video.
That's probably true.
Okay, so you're conceding the argument. It really doesn't have shit to do with having kids. Ugh. Okay. I guess I have to pause. All right, so I just got finished saying I don't understand the desire, but the real point I was making is that, you know, it's just a bomb waiting to go off. It requires this thing of being a parent is way too gnarly and messy to even touch. You don't even take a chance with it because there's such a tiny chance that this is going to be a good pill because of the complexity of it alone. You can't manage it. You know, you're just going to have to get lucky, and, you know, smart people don't rely on luck.
Well, I didn't know that he actually had said that, but maybe Gary listened closer as far as or some other video. I wasn't sure about Christopher saying whether he hadn't thought about it or it just seemed natural or just a thing you do or whether...
Yeah. So, well, you don't pay much attention, so that's part of the problem. But yeah, no, he actually did describe the idea of making, you know, you're in love with this woman and you're going to make your product of your love kind of thing. I remember my mother saying those words when I asked her why they had kids. She said something, you know, when I was a kid, I asked her and she said something like, oh, you're a product of... You're the love between me and your father, or some, you know, some kind of mush. And I was like, what the fuck? It's not much of an answer.
Intended or not, or how intended. Just that he hadn't had these antenatal reflections at the time. And he wasn't going to let having them later interfere with doing a good job, apparently.
Okay, yeah, and they're not antenatal. Okay, they're really not antenatal thoughts. They're just thoughts where you recognize... Hey, it's expensive and it's all these negative things and there's really no, the positive is the dog licking my face. I mean, do I really need that? I need a dog to lick my face? I can't get on with my life without a dog licking my face? I think I can.
But I wanted to be a parent. And my self-psychological analysis would be that's because... You know,
because you are an egomaniacal kook and a sadist too. So you're egomaniacal, sadistic, Simon Barr sinister who just pretends to be. I'm just a dopey Pyrrho on the internet. Yeah, but you're really the little bald guy, you know, tying shit to railroad tracks. You know, thinking about inventing freeze guns and shit.
Parents divorced real young and you know, they had cool ideas about, hey, we should do this, and what if we did this, and all the, you know, I always wanted a house, I wanted to settle down. So everything I ended up wanting out of stability was about having a little family place.
A little family place. So again, it just, you know, it just, I'm still like, what? So it didn't really bother him to think about what it would be to have kids and have all these decisions you're going to have to make. And, you know, they're going to be terrible decisions. You know, do I give the keys to the car? Do I put them in the kids' hands? Fuck. You know, but see, they're so glib. They don't think about it. Don't even give it a thought.
And, you know, in raising people to be good citizens, have good attitudes, be chill.
Oh, yeah, be chill. Oh, it's just such a nightmare. It's just a horror to think these kinds of imbeciles walk the earth. Be chill. I'm going to have kids who are be chilly. You know, they won't get upset about anything or care about anything because they're all chilled. Oh, God, your brain is chilled.
I don't want to boss the world or rule the world, things like that. And,
yeah, just live it, man. Just live. Smoke some doobies and crack and, you know, a little methamphetamine. Yeah, it'd be fun. Cool. Drunk and stuff.
Now, is that common? Oh, no, it's in the minority, and I'm applying it to a psychological situation. However...
Right, but all the other people's psychology is just as loop-de-doo. It doesn't have anything to do with anything rational. And some sort of, like, logical spelling out of the possibilities. Like, you know, make a little board, a little, you know, pins, and you can put up little labels for, what if it gets cancer? Well, what if it's deformed? What if it rapes a girl? What if it does, you know, all the little things that could happen? You know, my son's guilty of date rape. Oh, I can't wait. So much fun. No. I don't want to do that.
I do think a lot more people than Gary realizes, when they're into relationships and they're willing to adapt to relationships and the nature of the relationship, you could explain a lot of this sociologically, but really, hormones and all the chemicals.
Oh, there's no hormones. So again, there's no having kid hormones. So again, this is just such bullshit, okay? There's having sex hormones. So just more bullshit. So what's really happening is that people are now more informed than they've ever been in human history, and they are exposed to all kinds of interesting things, video games and the internet, and, you know, they can, you know, anybody can know anything. You can become an expert almost in any subject. It's all this information is accessible, lots of good things. Okay, it's getting bad now because the internet's closing, but, you know, because these stupid, you know, capitalists have to take possession and ownership of everything. But anyway, side subject. So they're choosing not to have kids. Because why? Because they are thinking about it. Because they do see they have options. Because they're not being, they don't feel this Borgish necessity to be like everybody else. They can be different and they can choose differently. And now it's 50-50. All right? For the civilized world, it's a 50-50 thing now. Might even be 60-40, okay? We've already won so much in terms of most people decline to take the risk, decline to be a servant to a project that has very little hope of being successful, especially going forward when you look at all the unsustainable environment, unsustainable economies, unsustainable bullshit. Only a moron has kids in this environment. And the facts are showing that. Only morons are having kids. The fewer IQ points that you have, the more kids you have. Fact.
Are just making it so, trying to make a magic spell on your brain so that you'll come up with a reason that, even if it doesn't seem right, let's do it, you know, that wants you to have a child and wants that, you know, pretty much at the beginning of adolescence on, it fires up that energy in the rational brain. And
So he concedes the argument a minute ago and now he's just retracting it. This is typical puro bullshit. Like there's some sort of maternal fatherly instinct. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I don't believe you. I don't believe anybody. I don't believe you have any legitimate, decent thought in your head about what you're going to do with your kids. I frankly am not very far from just saying you want to molest them. I'm really that far away from just saying anybody who has a kid only has it because he wants to molest it. Because there's absolutely no value to it. There's all downside, and the only upside is as trivial as having a dog lick your face. And you know your kids aren't likely to do that anyway. They're really not going to like you much.
Rational emotions can tamp it back, but there's no real need to explain it in terms of rational reasons because your head's going to play tricks on itself because it's programmed to be that way.
So just more jargon, bullshit, we can't think. No, the whole subject is thinking. The whole point of making videos and expressing these words is to put it in philosophical concepts. And, you know, you're just turning it into emotional concepts. And the whole argument is that's, yes, that's your whole problem, is that you have conditioned notions of what you're supposed to be. You were raised to play baseball. You can't understand soccer. That's all you're saying here. You're not saying anything meaningful.
That doesn't fall one way or another for the dominoes of the biochemistry is also on the outlier, not in the bulk of
it. Okay, so again, this has nothing to do with biochemistry anymore. We've already, as the philosophical conversation, one of the starting points should be, let's not talk about this, okay? Let's just understand that there really isn't any logic to it. Okay, that people don't have kids, or they don't have sex to have kids. Sex is a different subject. So let's not talk about your angst about having a girlfriend. That's not the subject. Having a baby is different than getting a girlfriend. Yeah, come on.
Most people are. So most guys will tell you they do eventually want to be a father, at least until the Gen X, millennial.
Yeah, well, until the more modern generation has showed up and shown that to be a fallacy. And I'm just pointing out that most people are Christopher Seven. They admit, I didn't think about it much. And I should have. Yeah, I really should have. That's what they're admitting. They weren't making a philosophical, rational decision. They were just playing along. Just standing there, almost letting it happen. They weren't paying any attention.
Generation, I'm not so sure now. I think a lot of the 20-year-old generation and maybe younger are more non-natal. I don't think being non-natal
non-natal. I mean, it's just, again, it should just be a given. This isn't about natal. It's just such a horrible word anyway. But, I mean, to associate it with anything reasonably connected to guy talk. I mean, it's just, come on. You got to be kidding me.
It really means antinatalism because it's really a matter of choice. And some people should have children. And
No, it's just too silly. They should have them? Why? Why? They should exploit something? They should get emotionally gratified? At the expense of the risk they're taking with something else's existence? No, that's just bullshit. Some people should have pets? No, we all shouldn't have. We shouldn't exploit anything for our gratification.
Christopher Seven has always seemed so reasonable and level-headed. He's the kind of person that... So just imagine I could meet him young and I go, you know, this guy...
Well, again, I have disagreed in the past on the subtleties of arguments, and it'll remain that way, I guess. I mean, I would say substantially we can understand each other, but, you know, I just have so little tolerance for nihilism and this idea that somehow value isn't intrinsic in the conscious experience. I mean, anybody who's going to tell me there's no value in the conscious experience, they're just too stupid.
Be a good father, and then he did turn out to be. Well, then that's the kind of people that should be doing it. So, and if they had to be antinatalists in order to take it as a precious responsibility,
I mean, it's just saying there's some people who are responsible people, so they should be janitors, and they should be servants to mankind. There's people who will jump on the grenade, so they should be forced to jump on the grenade. I mean, it's not like we should take turns or something. I mean, again, it's not the fact that there's some people who take it seriously. Well, they take everything seriously. They wash their car, and they change the oil, and they do all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, no matter what they do it better than other people because they give a shit. There's people who give a shit, and then there's glib cretins who don't.
Geez, people shouldn't even be brought into this world. It's so scary. I've got to make this work as well as possible. And not everybody would succeed because there's the luck and fate to things. But if you do that, then, and by the way, I definitely was intensely...
So, again, none of this has to do with success, frankly. Failure makes you a better person. So you're almost better off having shit for parents, frankly. Those people, generally speaking, in a lot of cases, are people that have more character. I mean, you have to have some kind of positive thing in your life. Don't get me wrong. You can't be raised in a slum by a gang and have any integrity. But I just mean, you know, the fact is that getting a taste, you know, having to stand on your own feet is sometimes a good thing.
You know, I spend a ton of time, all the time, daily things. I had that attitude, but I don't think I was probably the right person to... I should... You know, I read when I was young, Nietzsche said, a philosopher should not really have children.
Oh, there we go. He thinks he's a philosopher, and he's again quoting the silly, insane Nietzsche, who just said a bunch of convoluted crap. Yeah. Shit.
But I wouldn't put myself in that category, even though I had 100,000% of the love, and I devoted a lot of time to trying to make it all work out. But I maybe didn't have the right personality characteristics for it. Though
you're right. You didn't understand what role model is. Yeah. And you talked all this bohemian bullshit that, you know, a watched pot doesn't boil or some kind of bullshit. I don't know.
Son now, my stepson that I've known since he was four, and he's now, you know, college age, off to college. He's doing great, and I love him, and I hope I've helped him. But I don't know Christopher Seven really well enough. It's probably a similar situation. But from where I'm standing, he seems like a pretty solid guy, like the kind of guy you'd want to have as your dad. So, you know, maybe just people like that should have children. We shouldn't extinctify them.
Whatever. We'll see, right? I don't see it in the real world, so I don't even see any. I don't see any connection at all, frankly, between parents and kids. It's just there's so little connection that why even pretend it has something to do with how good the parents tried, or you know, even how many Dr. Spock books they read, and all that shit. Because the correlation is so thin.
Oh, human rights. Anyway, I have another video I want to watch later. Just get a little teaser here. Also, there's some old videos of Dynacast. I meant to say something about this. Dynacast.
Oh, puke. Freaking moron. All right, anyway, I'll see if there's anything else in here worth playing. All right, so nothing specific. And the rest of this, he played with his little, you know, animating nothing. You know, fantasy characters and fantasy shapes. And so instead of attempting to animate something real in the physical universe, he's just wasting his time playing a stupid game. But anyway, that's Bureau. Then mush about his moving over to this Trip Flip or Flap Flip It or whatever this other website is that isn't, the videos aren't public. You know, you have to join. You know, all kinds of conditions on how to argue subjects and all that crap, and it's, you know, complete mush. So what would be good is to isolate subjects, you know, to you know, categorize, you know, moral dilemma versus facts about history, and you know, make some separation, statistics versus you know, the value we place on outcomes. How much is what's the worth of 10 dead goldfish? You know, those to me are interesting debates in terms of you know, how we assess these, this value thing that's taking place around us all the time. And I would argue that none of these people, okay, are being at all reasonable or logical or fact connected in their examination of what's actually taking place in the maze game we're playing. We're just doing a little experiment, a little life form experiment. And I would argue the experiment is insanely expensive. And there's absolutely no hope that it's going to produce anything, like even an apple. It's not going to make anything. Nothing. And so all you're paying is a huge price to whatever. Just play a stupid game over and over and over again. Just run the same clip, the same little 3-second clip, you know, over and over, and then call it a movie or something or a story. You know, it's as crazy as that movie, right? The Shining or whatever. You know, Jack is a dull boy or whatever. He just types it over and over and over again for 400 pages. Yeah. That's the world we're living in. Pointless, stupid redundancy at insane cost. It's too stupid. So anyway, enough of a video. And such. So, till the next time, I guess I will gain some courage and attempt to play the Christopher Seven videos that just a brief look at have is, you know, I'm not liking where it's going. But whatever, we'll play with it and see where it goes. See if I can see how much, yeah, how many little insults, you know, to I can tolerate. Some of them I do take a little bit personally, but anyway, it's okay. I'll get over it. Anyway, till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. I should read this chat crap, but no, bad idea. Till next time. Oh, I guess I could do this. I guess I won't do it because I have to fix it. But anyway, so just remember, Google's evil and such. So, until next time.